This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, February 12th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas asks Governor Beebe questions submitted by Arkansans. Plus, we talk to some organizers of Fayetteville Community Radio. The group has applied for a license to operate a low-power, non-commercial FM station.
And the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute plans to expand its offerings into Benton County. And we continue our monthly Three Things You Should Know series by discovering three things we should know about theater etiquette.
Those stories and more, but first, the Arkansas Legislature convened for the second day of the biennial fiscal session yesterday. Behind the scenes, lawmakers continue to plan possible changes to the state's private option expansion of Medicaid in an effort to make it more palatable to many of the state's conservatives. While House and Senate leaders say the health insurance program for low-income Arkansans will be reauthorized by the end of the session, House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman told reporters he doesn't see that happening.
From the conversation that I've had, I believe there are votes there to not pass the appropriation when it first comes out, and that we'll have to work on some kind of compromise, but I don't think the compromise will be on how to make the private option better, to change the private option, but a compromise on how we end the private option, setting a date and a pathway to do a controlled wind down of the private option.
House Speaker Davey Carter says there may have to be numerous changes to the private option to garner 3/4 support from both chambers.
There are 100 different ideas out there, so a lot of those type of things are getting discussed, and I'm not going to go into all the detail because those things are getting discussed now, but I have seen nothing that is a fundamental change of the nuts and bolts of the private option.
Potential changes include waiving a requirement to provide non-emergency transportation for program participants, tweaking policies on health savings accounts, and addressing disparities in physician specialist reimbursements.
Opponents of the Common Core educational standards ran into a roadblock yesterday. The Arkansas House Rules Committee tabled a proposal by Republican State Representative Randy Alexander to put a 3-year moratorium on implementing Common Core. He and other opponents say the standards are unproven guidelines for teaching and assessing K-12 students. Alexander says he was disappointed that the committee only considered fiscal legislation.
There's a process for having an exception to that if there's enough interest in doing it. And it's a big threshold. It takes 2/3 vote in the House and the Senate. But the House and the Senate's not even going to get a chance to vote on it now. And I just think that's wrong.
Alexander says Common Core loosens restrictions on collecting and sharing student data. And while it establishes higher standards for Arkansas, he says Arkansas could have looked to other states that already had better educational standards in place. Supporters of the policy say it provides consistent standards to ready students for college and the workplace.
The Washington County Sheriff's Office has officially unveiled the renovated space in its East Annex at the county campus. Monday evening, Washington County Justices of the Peace toured the 10,000-square-foot space. Sheriff Tim Helder says Sheriff's Office officials have been considering what to do with the space for about 5 years.
Along the way, we determined that we would move our entire enforcement division up into this area, which prior to this had just been basically a storage area. At one time, we'd had a fitness area in there for employees that we were able to move out into a different area and determined that this would be a much more efficient way for us to do our jobs, with investigations actually being in the same room, communicating, sharing information, and our patrol division also being there to have access to that information. It's really proven to be a great setup for us.
The spaces formerly occupied by the Enforcement and Investigation Divisions are being remodeled for use by the department's Detention and Transport Divisions. Helder says the main ideas behind the renovation project were enhancing operational efficiency and overall safety of the Sheriff's Office facility.
We've done our own in-house studies trying to figure out how to best utilize the space that we've been provided. And we felt like bringing our enforcement divisions together up here, then able to drift across with some of our bigger divisions within detention to fill in behind, is really much more efficient. The other thing, on a security note, we've always had our interview rooms on the enforcement side. So every time that an outside agency, for instance, needed to interview somebody that's in custody, they would bring them from the detention side into the soft side of the building. What I mean by that is it's less secure, it's sheetrock walls instead of cinder block. So it always created this potential problem.
He says two new interview rooms will be created on the detention side of the facility. Total cost for the just-completed renovation was less than $500,000, which is substantially less than the original estimated $800,000 price tag for the project.
Arkansas Forestry Commission pilot Jake Harrell was out searching for wildfires on January 31st when his plane went missing. Shortly after the discovery of the missing plane last night, Arkansas Forestry Commission officials announced that the pilot didn't survive. A partnership of more than 13 local, state, and national entities searched western Arkansas since the crash. Forestry Commission spokeswoman Adrienne Barnes says the search effort was unprecedented.
This is the largest search effort that's ever happened before in Arkansas. The location of his plane is extremely steep, nasty terrain.
Barnes says the cause of the plane crash and the details of the pilot's last moments are being investigated.
Benton County voters have rejected the creation of a rural ambulance district and an associated annual fee for residents of the county's unincorporated areas. Only county residents living in the proposed ambulance district were eligible to vote in the special election, and with only 17% of those registered voters turning out to the polls, 33%, or 1,134 voters, were in favor of the district, while 67%, or 2,346 voters, were opposed to the Emergency Medical Service District. County officials had hoped that attaching a fee to rural residents' property tax would solve the issue of requests for a higher level of compensation for operating costs from the cities. But with the proposal's defeat at the ballot box yesterday, the Quorum Court is expected to revisit the issue in the near future.
The new Arkansas Music Pavilion under construction in Rogers will be named the Walmart Amp after the retailer announced a $2.5 million gift to the Walton Arts Center yesterday for the outdoor concert venue. According to the CityWire, the gift includes additional capital support and services over the next 10 years to ensure success of the venture. The new amphitheater under construction in the Pinnacle Hills area will have an increased seating capacity of 7,000, greater lines of sight, air-conditioned restrooms, and the largest stage house in the state. Walmart's gift to the AMP is just the latest multi-million dollar contribution to the new facility, after the Willard and Pat Walker Charitable Foundation donated $2.5 million and John L. Hunt donated the land and gave a $3 million interest-free loan to the AMP.
Tonight, mostly clear with lows from 20 in northwest Arkansas to 25 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow with highs from 56 to 59, and partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows from 29 to 33 degrees.